Hello and welcome to Conversations from the Adoption and Fostering podcast. In this episode, we speak to Thelma. Thelma is a graduate of the PAWS program and she shares her experience of being in care herself and the journey that led to her children being in care. Thelma continues to work with PAWS supporting other parents and offering peer support. We hope you find it enlightening. And as always, if you've experience of adoption, fostering or special guardianship from any perspective and would like to share that on the podcast, please do get in touch through Facebook or Twitter, or you can email us at aandfpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm a PAWS graduation. I help PAWS out with women that are in situations. So my time is made up with that. I'm at home 24/7. That's it really. That's all about me and what I do and help people out. That's my nature.
So you said you were a PAWS graduate and you help them out. What's your story about you becoming involved in PAWS?
My story is that about 3 years ago, I lost my children, and that was due to the local authority, as well as I'm not blaming all about them, it's about me as well and understanding. And when you're in your own little bubble, you don't sort of, you lost the world to live, basically. I literally had court. When court was over, I had a knock at my door, which was PAWS, and just asking me, I hear that, obviously, I understand that you've just lost your kids. We're here to support women. You're not on your own. And obviously they were talking about contraceptive and what contraceptive that we wanted, because they didn't want us to go through the same thing as what has just happened. I decided that yes, it would be a good idea. I'll give it a go, see if it works. If it doesn't work, then fair enough. At least I can't say that I never tried. Then the PAWS woman came back to us the following week with somebody that she thought that would be my mentor, my support, takes me out for coffees, giving me a normal life without being a parent. Because when you have your children, you're a parent, you're family orientated. But it's not that when they're taken from you. So it was a case of somebody coming in, talking to me, what support I needed, obviously my kids, for somebody to treat me as an adult, for somebody to listen to me. So I wasn't in my bubble to sort of, I find it, I don't know whether you're aware of, you know, the glass bowls, the glass tanks with the soil, and then you got the flowers in it, that big round. It was a bit like that, but I was climbing at the top and I wasn't getting to the top to get out. That's how it felt to me. It might affect different people, because different people, that's how you get your identity. Then I basically said, yeah, go for it. Went for contraceptive, so it didn't happen, even though I wasn't seeing anybody or whatever. It's just protecting myself, because I don't think I could have gone through another situation of losing my children. It's having that stability and that power to choose for your own options instead of somebody telling you what to do, what not to do. Then stayed with him for 18 months, which is what a standard with PAWS is 18 months. In that time, we looked at what benefits that I'm entitled to, because obviously they take their child benefit, they take their child tax credit, they take everything off of you, so you're left with nothing. So not only have they taken your kids away, they've taken everything. your money, your stability, your personal life, you know. So at that time, we sat down what I needed help with, what support I needed, which I didn't get from local authorities. And yeah, I stayed with them for 18 months. I've graduated and now I've become a Paul's graduation advisory member for the National Paul's to help other women and people to express their feelings without feeling ashamed.
Yeah.
They've made me a stronger person to what I was then.
Hmm. Well, before we started recording, you mentioned, you know, some of your, you know, your early life experience that kind of led up to that moment when your children were taken. So do you feel comfortable to share maybe some of your early life experience and the sort of circumstances that led up to your children
being? Yeah, that's moved? Fine. I was 14. Every 14-year-old is sort of going out, enjoying stuff. Our parents, now we know better than what they do, you know. I lived in an area that flooded and I had to get to school, but the bus that normally picks me up from outside couldn't get down because of the floods. So I ended up ringing my godmother and phoning her up and ended up staying with her until the floods were over. Then my mum died when I was 5. And my dad met a new partner, which I didn't get on with. So it was a perfect opportunity to, time to go, see you later. So yeah, I went there, and then while I was there, I was fostered by them. But I was sexually assaulted by her husband and ended up with my eldest. And the local authority didn't know. They never knew until I was 7 months pregnant. After that, they put me into another foster placement, and that person that they put me in was basically a groomer, a control freak, violent and domestic. So that's why I'm the way I am, and having Paul's help me is put me, because I feel more confident, I feel that everybody's listening to me. And it's not because I wanted the attention, no, far from it. I'm not one of these that likes being pussyfoot around. I'd rather you tell me what's going on, what's happening. And that's how I express my feeling with everybody else. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. What have you got to feel sorry for when it happened to me? End of. That's why I'm not keen on local authority at the moment, because of the fact that, yes, they have got my children, but they didn't offer me support or help with that to put it right before they decided to take my children off of me.
Yeah. So that's your sort of experience, you know, of you being in sort of foster care. And then what happened then after, so you gave birth, you had a child, and what happened then?
I lived with the foster parents for a time being, because obviously I was only 15 at the time and I wanted to go back to school. So I went back to school, they looked after the child. I did my GCSEs. The school thought I wasn't going to achieve my GCSEs because of the fact that I just had a baby. I was a parent myself. So I went back to school. I did my degree at school. I went to college. In the meanwhile, I was still in foster placement. And then I got kicked out of there because they couldn't handle me, because 16. You know what they're like. They're awful, you know. They think they know it all and God knows what else. So, yeah, I was naive, but that happened. You don't know at the time until it happens. And I lived with my cousin for a while, and then I managed to get my own place at 17 and brought up my child there. And then I went on to have other children. My eldest decided that he wanted to leave home. He was doing the same as what I did when I was younger. Social services got involved. They didn't do anything because social services said there's not a case, end of, it's all fine, not a problem. Then when my second one came along and he got to 13, 14, he decided to make an allegation, which went through it, and it ended up taking my kids off of me. So my kids are in care. I'm not saying that it's going to happen to them. I'm not saying that at all, because obviously times change. We change as a person. And that's why I'm not keen on the local authority, because are you protecting my children or are you not? And with the experience that I've had, it's very difficult knowing that, are they, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess it'd be hard from your perspective to trust that that's happening from your own experience.
Well, yeah, because obviously they've put me into a foster placement that sort of sexually raped me. Obviously it did go to court and everything else, and then they put me into another one that was grooming me, controlling me. So I've never had a childhood, but I don't let that stop my children from having a childhood. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't. They should have one. They should feel free to do whatever they want, you know. That's the only way I can put things right, is because of the fact that I know what it's like. I've been there. You don't want to be there.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you work with Paws and you've been through that. You've graduated, but also now that Paws sort of direct mums towards you, and because you can offer sort of insight, and you obviously have empathy with how they feel. So how did you get involved in supporting other parents, and what sort of, you know, what does that look like? How does that?
What inspired me, it was seeing, because I was in Paws myself, I went to all the groups and how they sort of meet up with other women, and there was something that wasn't right with some of the women. And I, me being me, I sit there, I listen, I know what's going around, so I observe everything, but there was something missing. It was just having that sort of bond relationship with that person. I sort of thought about that with Paws. They say 18 months, but actually they haven't balanced it out. By balancing it out is because there's some children out there that are fostered. There's some children out there that are adoption. There's some people that have their children an SGO, which is obviously the safe guardianship, basically, for the child. Yeah. Now, there's different cases for every single person. And in that case, whether it's an SGO or fostering, you meet up with the local authority to have meetings upon meetings upon meetings, because they need to discuss with you your children. Now, I'm one of these that like to take them to support me, because of the fact that social services tend to belittle me, put me down, put me in my place if I went on my own, whereas where I had Paws to help me, to give me that support that I needed in meetings, so I didn't feel like that. I don't need them, it's just having somebody there for the local authority to actually not belittle me, treat me like a child, tell me what I want to hear. Now, that's all good and well, and it's only the major meetings like the SGO. You have a LAC review, which is a review about your children. Their education is another one where they bring every single person in to have that meeting on how your children are doing through the meetings that we do, sort of how they're getting on with their education, like you do for parents' evening.
Yeah.
With adoption, it's, you don't have a say, you don't have anything. But us as women have to write a letter once a year. So it needs for Paws to actually support that woman, that person, to help write that letter, express their feelings, know what to say and not to say, or is that appropriate, or it's just having that support, because it's very difficult and it's very hard. So they need to balance it in a certain way, and that's why I came part of pause to put it right, so nobody felt as if they were going through what I've gone through, to help be supportive to them, to make them listen, to actually feel that they're not alone, to actually feel that they are wanted, because you're wanted with your children. So it's a case of being wanted and feeling that security. So that's how I came with pause and carried it on. And I shall carry it on till, I don't know, whenever, to support all the women that need supporting, because my motto is, it's not about us. It's not about them. It's about those children and how they feel and how it makes us feel. So if they mess us about, they mess with them, and it's not nice, because we can understand it because we're adults. We can take it. But a child can't understand what's going on. One minute you're seeing them, next minute you're not. So in a way, I hope I've asked that question, what inspires me, and hopefully, yeah.
Is there anything that you were hoping to say that I haven't asked you?
No, all I would like to say is, because I do it for every single thing, is believe in yourself, because then you'll start believing others, and it's not a shame to not express your feelings, how you actually feel, how you actually want things to change and make a difference, but you've got to be willing to do it. So if you start believing in yourself, you start to believe in others, and that's what it's about, is believing others. But first step is believe in yourself, and you'll get there, and who knows?
Yeah, and that's a really important message for lots of parents who've lost their children.
It is. It's very difficult, I can understand, because I've been through it. I've been through fostering side of it for me, but I've also been fostered. My kids are being fostered at the moment, so I've been both ends, and I know it's going to be frightening for them.
You mentioned before we started recording, you were talking about, you know, Christmas, and you know how a lot of people were coming to you for support. And can you talk to me a bit about that, and you know how the impact of that?
I can, because at the end of the day, Christmas is family time, to forgive, to forget. And it's very difficult for us because we haven't got that family. We never have that family because of the fact that we're not coping so well, because all we think about is our children, knowing what to give them for Christmas and God knows what else, knowing whether they're going to be all right, or Christmas dinner, who's going to pull the cracker, or, you know, our minds are all over the place because Christmas time is family time and we haven't got that. And it's trying to make sure that we can not overcome it or forget it, but actually to feel wanted, but not for the same situation. It's to feel wanted because you want to be a part of something. You want to be a part of that family, and that's, Paul's is like a family to me. It's made me a stronger person. But I've managed to set up WhatsApp because obviously you've got your lives to lead. You've got your Christmas, you've got whatever, but there's some people out there that doesn't have that, and it's having that support that they need when it's time like Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, because you normally spend it or celebrate it with the ones that you love. And obviously being a mother, you love that. So I get phone calls left, right and centre, and people ask me for advice or even just for a chat to feel normal, for somebody to listen to them because they're having a bad day, or how do I do this, or, you know, it's like the advert on TV. It used to be on TV where it's the Royal Mail advert and you got the two women on either side of the fence and they go, you never guess what, and they start talking, and it just reminds me of being me in the middle and listening to them two going on and on and on, because you know what people are like, they gossip, you know, but whatever they say to me, I know it stays with me, they know that, and I'm not harsh with it. I don't give them words that they want to hear. I give them words that I know what's going to happen, or I know that situation myself.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's essential that people can talk to people who've experienced similar things, and it helps people make so much sense, doesn't it? You can show real empathy to them that no one else can really to that degree.
Somebody said to me that I'm very good at feeling emotional feelings with other people, and that's very strong, and it's very good because obviously most people are sort of the side of the psychic side, but they don't feel the emotional that I do, but they don't even have to tell me that they're having a bad day or something. It's when somebody comes to me and says, oh, I'm fine, not a problem, and it's like, hang on a minute, there's something not right here. And you don't persist it, but you give them that look to say, it's okay, you can talk. And yeah, it's having that reassurance from them, because you're not pushing it. You're just saying, I know you're not fine, but I'm here if you need me.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time and sharing your experience and, you know, your insight. And I wish you well with all your endeavours with PAWS.
Thank you.